Welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and we've had an amazing blockbuster of a show. We listened to the story of Mr. Rajiv Reddy, who started from scratch India's largest entertainment and global holiday conglomerate. We listened to how he built the business, and during Prohibition, he almost lost the keel of the ship, but pulled it back, and it was the genesis of his next growth spurt as he took the business to new levels. Now he's on an international expansion plan, has 55 owned properties, 170 franchise locations. It's a story of a self-made millionaire. But today, you know, we don't just stop at one story. No, you have to have two success stories. And we have the story of the man who brought boot camp to Dubai. Amazing. It's the story of Guillaume Mariol. And let's hear a little bit more about what he's done. Let's hear a bit about his background.
Guillaume Mariol is the owner and co-founder of Ignite Fitness and Wellness. He was the original founder and pioneer of military-style boot camps in Dubai with his previous company, Physical Advantage. After many years playing soccer and competing as a track and field athlete, he is now dedicated to helping others achieve the mindset of an athlete as a military boot camp and group exercise instructor, a personal trainer, corporate coach, and a master trainer for Techno Gym. Guillaume is a double degree graduate in arts tourism and business marketing. He has a wealth of business and event management experience. He has worked as an independent event management specialist, running everything from fundraisers and business launches to award nights and fashion parades. Guillaume also plays an active role on the charity front, combining fitness events and fun with awareness and fundraising for a number of community charity initiatives. For instance, the annual Pink is Punk campaign, which involves a month of events to support the plight against breast cancer every October. In 2012, Guillaume was enlisted by the Dubai Sports Council to represent the Dubai Pulse campaign to get Dubai residents on the move. Guillaume Mariol's achievements with Ignite Fitness and Wellness were recently recognized by being voted winner of the Best Fitness Company in Dubai category at the 2012 What's On Awards. The company was also shortlisted in the top four health and wellness companies for a highly sought-after SME Business Award.
A man who says your wealth is your health. It's Mr. Guillaume Mariol. Guillaume, welcome to Eye on Careers.
How are you, Shane?
I'm fantastic. I'm happy to have a real entrepreneur like yourself who came to Dubai to make his mark and didn't quit until he did. I always was driving down the road. I said, what is with these people at 6 a.m. doing push-ups and burpees? I hate those burpees in the sand. And it's your fault. You're the one who started all of this, isn't it?
Yeah, my fault. Back in 2007, when we launched the first Brainchild Physical Advantage, just pushing people around, and we got paid for it. A lot's happened since then, Shane.
But it all started with a box of noodles, didn't it, back in Australia?
Yeah.
The box of noodles was the hook for you.
A box of noodles was going to make me a millionaire in Dubai, my first million. One of my lecturers from university taught me about Dubai, the island that you could see in the shape of a palm tree from the moon, tax-free dollars close to Europe. That was my ticket. A best friend was opening up a branch of his company in Bahrain, so this was fate. We were going to Dubai. We were going to sell noodles in a box, like we saw on Friends, and that was going to be the ticket.
That was it. But so then, what happened? So you jump on a plane to Dubai. Your parents think you've lost your mind.
It was a one-way ticket to Dubai. I told my parents I was coming back. It was indefinite. I wasn't sure when I was coming back. I arrived in Dubai. I had a few marketing and sales roles. I then had a role with Emirates Airline as cabin crew. Chicken or beef? You've probably
chicken
heard of that.
Chicken or beef? I take the vegetarian option.
Vegetarian option. A special meal. So whilst I was working for Emirates, there was still the vision of owning my own company, my own business. My best friend moved back to Brisbane.
Did you get into the business class and you were, you know, kind of schmoozing up in first class? Or they're like, get back in economy. Guillaume, is everything okay up here? Did you need to...
No, I got up to the business status because I wanted to network to get some business cards, Shane. I'm an entrepreneur.
I know, I could see you up there.
So Patrick moved back to Brisbane. We opened a shoe store, which we're still running. And I was looking at other cash cows, things to get a business up and running. So it went from environmental bags, which didn't work. And it seemed that my forte, all the forces were pushing me back towards health and wellness, which was my background as well.
Because you are a celebrated athlete in Down Under. I think you hold a few records.
Yeah, a few records in track and field. Played a lot of football as well. So there was definitely a passion in sport.
You had the record for the 400-meter hurdles and 100-meter hurdles.
110 hurdles, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
you didn't think I remember that, did you?
Did. Yeah, it's good that you remembered.
Tonight is the night of the record holders. I had a Guinness Book of World Record holders here. It sounds weird when you say Guinness Book of World Record holders. Record. So you're the second record holder on the show this evening. So sorry I interrupted you. I talked too much. Sorry, please go ahead.
No problem. So basically looking at fitness, my business partner back then and I, we came up with the concept of military boot camp. And that we pitched a concept to Puma, and this is some advice to give the listeners out there, is to always back yourself and always go big. We went to Puma with a concept. We hadn't even started the business yet, and they backed us. They backed us, and then after that, things just took off.
Things took off, and after they took off, they came apart. But let's hear what happens next to Mr. Guillaume Mariol as his business launches and then nosedives into the crisis. So stay with us. It's a really exciting story.